This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Osteoporosis and General Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with board-certified internist Dr. Damon Raskin, who offers preventative medicine, geriatric medicine, concierge services, and addiction medicine to patients in and around the Los Angeles area. Dr. Raskin, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
We certainly do as well. Now, nationally, 18 million people have osteoporosis. What is osteoporosis, and what are the risks associated with the disease?
So osteoporosis, by definition, means your bones are getting weak. They're getting thin. They're getting fragile. So the big problem with weak bones is if you were to fall or hurt yourself is fracture. And fracture can be very, very painful, as well as contribute to other kinds of illnesses, especially with older patients.
And at what age does bone density start to decrease, and what hormonal changes cause this in men and women?
So classically, we start to see decrease in bone density in women around the age of menopause, and that has to do with estrogen levels falling. So as women go through the change of life, estrogen levels fall, and we start to see the decrease in the bone density right around that time. And usually it's those first few years right after menopause where we see the biggest decrease in bone density. In men, testosterone levels usually stay up for quite a while, so we don't usually start to see changes in bone density till after around the age of 70. Although, you know, things can be different, and there are other risk factors that we can talk about that will lead to earlier onset of osteoporosis in patients.
Which ethnic groups are most predisposed for osteoporosis, in your opinion?
Oh, so that's a good question, but it's actually studied, and we see a higher risk in white females as well as in Asians. So Caucasians and Asians have a higher risk who knows why, but African Americans have less of a risk for osteoporosis.
And that's certainly an interesting study. Today we are with board-certified internist Dr. Damon Raskin, who offers preventative medicine, geriatric medicine, concierge services, and addiction medicine to patients in and around the Los Angeles area here on eHealth Radio's Osteoporosis and General Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Raskin, people may not know they have osteoporosis until their bones become so weak that a minor strain or fall can cause a painful fracture or a vertebra to collapse. Where does these fractures most commonly occur, and why are these fractures considered the most dangerous aspect of osteoporosis?
Well, fractures can happen in any bone. We commonly see wrist fractures. We commonly see hip fractures, and we do see fractures in the spine, which are called vertebral fractures. And vertebral fractures in the spine, when the bones in the back get very, very fragile and weak, they can collapse, as you said, and that can be very, very painful, cause difficulty with walking, and just make people very, very uncomfortable. You can also see decrease in height because of this osteoporosis. And you also think about, I'm sure you've seen these older women who are kind of hunched over and walking with a hunch. That is also called kyphosis, which is related to a severe form of osteoporosis in the spine. Now, hip fractures also can be very, very painful, and a lot of times patients are never able to walk well after that. They end up in nursing homes. They may end up with other debilitating conditions like pneumonia. So in older people, hip fractures can really be sort of the leading cause of a spiral downward that can lead to death.
Can you discuss dietary and lifestyle changes as well as the supplements and prescription treatments that are available that can help to treat the condition?
Sure. So one thing we always want to get my patients to do is to get enough exercise. And I say exercise, but it's also specifically weight-bearing exercise, weight resistance, walking up hills, that sort of thing that can be very, very helpful in keeping bones strong. Also getting adequate amounts of calcium and vitamin D, both with diet and with supplementation, can be very important. So I recommend for the average patient around 1,200 milligrams of calcium daily, along with at least 1,000 international units of vitamin D daily. There's a lot of people going around these days with low vitamin D, and if you don't know your levels, you should get them checked. And it's a simple blood test, and it will tell us whether or not you're vitamin D deficient and how much vitamin D you need to take on a regular basis. The other thing that I think is important is once you are at the age around menopause or even before, see your doctor about getting a bone density test. I have a machine in my office, but if your doctor doesn't, then any big radiology center can do it, and it's a quick and easy test where you lie down with your clothes on a machine, and this very, very low-dose radiation, a bar goes over you, and you get the results instantly. In about 15 minutes, you'll find out whether or not you're starting to lose bone density and if you are at increased risk to develop osteoporosis and fractures.
Before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information and to be able to connect with you online, where would be the best place for our listeners?
Sure. So my website is drdamonraskin.com. That's drdamonraskin.com. My office is in Pacific Palisades, California. My office number is 310-459-4333. I appreciate to see any patients to discuss their risk of osteoporosis and to do a bone density test in my office.
That sounds good. Certainly appreciate all this helpful information. In conclusion, any closing thoughts on today's topic of osteoporosis?
Well, I think it's important that we're educating people on what is osteoporosis, what they can do to prevent it, and to go out and ask your doctor if you should be screened for it, because this is a condition that can be prevented, fractures can be prevented, and there are medications that once you have it, it can be reversed. And these are medications that you need to talk to your doctor about to see if you're a good candidate. They all have, you know, possible side effects and possible risks, but they can do great benefits in improving bone density and reducing risk of fracture.
Again, Dr. Raskin, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and we look forward to your coming back to be with us once again.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with board-certified internist Dr. Damon Raskin, who offers preventative medicine and geriatric medicine, concierge services, and addiction medicine to patients in and around the Los Angeles area. And once again, the website of reference is drdamonraskin.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Osteoporosis and General Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.